another round of applause.
Tere hommikust kõigile.
Good morning, everyone.
Kas eesti keel on imelik keel?
Is it the funny language, Estonian?
Minu nimi on Priit.
My name is Priit.
Ja minu perekonna nimi Pesur.
And my family name Pesur.
Eesti keeles tähendab, et mehaanilist pesemisvahendit.
In Estonia it literally means a washing liquid.
Ma olen üks väga rõõmus ja õnnelik Eesti isa.
I'm a very happy Estonian dad.
Me oleme olnud abielus 24 aastat.
I've been married for 24 years.
Ja jaanuaris järgmine aasta.
And in January next year.
Saab minul 30 aastast sellest päevast, kui ma andsin oma elu Jeesusele.
It's going to be 30 years since the day I gave my life to Jesus.
Ja kui ma astusin täna siia kirikusse sisse,
as I stepped into this church this morning,
oli ainult bänd ja mõned üksikud inimesed.
There was only the band and just a few people.
Ja ma kogesin sellist nagu armastuse kardinat, et kus sa lähed nagu läbi ja nagu tuul puhub, et füüsiliselt oli tunda.
And I just felt physically this curtain of love that I just walked through.
Võibolla ma peaksin natukene rääkima sellest, ma ei tea, kas on piisavalt räägitud, mis inimesed need eestlased on.
Maybe I should talk a little bit more about what kind of people these Estonians are.
Me kuulume soome-ugri keelte rühma.
We belong into this Finnish type language. Fenno-ugrik language category, basically.
Ja meil kõikidel rahvastel, kes siis sinna keele rühma kuuluvad.
And all the nations that are in that language group.
Nendes on eestlased, soomlased, ungarlased.
The Estonians, the Finnish and the Ukrainians.
Ja palju sel...
Hungarians.
Ja palju selliseid väikseid rahvaid, kes elavad Venemal.
A lot of little nations that live in Russia as well.
Ja meil on kaks asja, mis on väga tüüpiline kõikidele.
But the two things that are the same for everyone.
Enesetappude arv.
Is the amount of suicides.
Ja tohutu krooniline alkoholism.
And a deep, deep, severe problem with alcoholism.
Nüüd ma räägin hello ise endast.
I quickly share a story about myself.
Kui ma sain usklikuks.
When I became a believer.
Ja võtsin Jeesuse vastu oma südamesse.
And I received Jesus into my heart.
Siis aasta pärast seda ma läksin Nõukogude armeesse.
A year after that I went to the Soviet army.
8 aastaks.
For 2 years.
Ja see oli minu jaoks nagu vangla.
And for me it was like a prison.
Ja rohkem kui 3 või 4 või 5 korda.
More than 3, 4, 5 times.
Oli sellised olukorrad, kus sadakond inimest oli rivistatud.
There was situations where like about 100 men were lined up.
Ja küsiti, kas usklike on.
And they were asked, is there any believers here?
Ja siis ma iga kord sain käedusta.
And every time I could lift up my hand.
Ja öelda ka vahelega, et jah, on küll.
And I would say, yes, there is.
Sellele järgnesid alati mingisugused vestlused mingisuguste ofitseridega.
Always after that there was conversations with these officers.
Ja tagajärg oli see, et mind viidi kuskile metsa.
And after that I was taken to the forest.
Kus ma siis teenisin suurem osa oma ajast.
Where I spent most of my time there.
Ja kui ma tagantjärgi vaatan, siis mul oli Jumala õnnistus rohkem kui nendega, kellega ma alustasin.
And looking back, I just see the blessing of God more than with the people I began with.
Ja Jumal kandis sellest ajast läbi.
And God took me through this time.
Mul oli kirja sees saadeti Johannes evangeelium erinevate kirjadega erinevatel nädalatel.
Through letters, over multiple weeks, I received the gospel of John.
Sellepärast, et ei tohtinud midagi olla.
Because we couldn't have any Christian literature.
Ja kui mul kogu Johannes evangeelium oli kirjadel saadetud.
And as I collected this gospel through the letters.
Siis ma köitsin selle kokku.
I made it into a book.
Ja panin taskusse.
And I kept it in my pockets.
Ja ma mäletan ükskord üks valve ofitser.
And I remember the Valga, the city, this officer.
Käskis mul välja võtta, et mis mul taskus on.
Asked me to take out what's in my pockets.
Ja siis ta küsis, mis asi see on.
And asked, what is that?
Ma ütlesin, need on luuletused.
And I said, they are poems.
Ja siis ta ütles, et okei, sa võid seda hoida.
Okay, you keep that.
Aga üldiselt see oli keelatud.
But generally it was very prohibited.
Ma tahan julgustada teid, kellel ilmselt on ka elus sellised hetki, kus kõik läheb väga hästi.
I just want to encourage those of you who feel like it's not going for you well.
Umbes 7-8 aastat tagasi.
About 7 or 8 years ago.
Ma olin oma töö juures ja istusin ühes nõupidamiste laua taga oma ülemustega.
I was at my workplace and I was sitting in this table with my bosses.
Ja oli kuidagi selline hea atmosfär.
And it was like this nice atmosphere in the room.
Ja minu ülemus, direktor, kes on küllalt karm mees.
And my head boss, who was a very firm guy.
Vaatas ringi ja tahtis midagi head öelda.
Was looking around and was looking for something nice to say.
Ütles, Priit.
And said, Priit.
Sa oled hea mees, aga sul on üks viga.
You are a good man, but you have one fault.
Ma mõtlesin, et olgu, et mõnedel on rohkem vigu.
I thought, yeah, some of you have more problems.
Et üks on päris hea tulemus.
Having one problem is quite a good result.
Et ütle, mis on.
So, say what it is.
Sa ei käi oma klientidega joomas.
You don't go out drinking with your clients.
Said, oh yeah, õige.
I said, oh yeah, that's right.
Ei saa aidata.
Can't help it.
Kaks aasta tagasi.
About a year ago.
Oli samasugune olukord.
There was a similar situation.
Samas ruumis.
In the same room.
Ja meil oli vaja ühele kliendile teha sellise jõulu kingitus, aitäh, nagu öelda. Ja oli vaja minna restorani.
And there was this one client that we had to do this big Christmas thank you. And we had to take this client out to restaurants.
Ja kui me lugesime, mis see kõik maksma läheb, siis direktor ütles, et oh, see on väga kallis.
And as we counted together what it all will cost, the head boss said, oh, this is quite expensive.
Et otsis lahendust.
And was trying to find a solution.
Siis ta vaatas Priit.
And he looked around and said, Priit,
sina ei joo.
You are not drinking.
Sina oled odav mees.
You are a cheap guy.
Sina lähed.
You go with him.
Käimine koos Jeesusega ei ole alati lihtne.
Walking with Jesus is not always simple.
Aga seal on üks resultaat või tulemus.
But it has a result.
Kui sa teed asju õieti,
if you're doing things right,
siis on lootust.
You have hope.
Ma õpetasin Laurile ja kõigile oma lastele.
I was teaching Laurie and all my children.
Kui sa lähed kooli,
when you go to school,
kaks, mis on kõige kehve minne, on sul juba käes.
You already have 2, which is the worst mark you can get.
See on sul olemas.
You already have that.
Sa ei pea midagi tegema.
You don't have to do anything to have that.
Kui sa tahad 3 saada,
if you want to have number 3,
sa pead paar õiget lauset ütlema.
You need to have few things right, few sentences right.
Ja kui sa tahad 5 saada,
if you want to get a 5,
pane lips ette.
Get a tie on.
Ja ütle õpetajale, et mul hakkas teie aine juba meeldima.
And tell the teacher, I really like this subject now.
Ja niimoodi on ka, meil on läbi kukkumine elus olemas.
So it's the same in life, we already have failure.
Aga selle jaoks, et me oleksime edukad.
But to be successful.
Meil tasub teha koostööd Jeesuse Kristusega.
It's wise to work together with Jesus Christ.
Ja Jeesus Kristus on oma püha vaimu läbi täna siin.
And Jesus Christ is here tonight through his Holy Spirit.
Ja kui umbes 2 nädalat tagasi mul öeldi, et ma pean ka siin täna sõna jagama.
And about 2 weeks ago I heard that I need to preach here in this church.
Ma palusin Jumala käest.
I was asking God.
Puuduta vähemalt ühte südant.
Just at least touch one heart.
Kui sa oled otsimas midagi.
If you are looking for something.
Võibolla Jumal täna on sinu südame peale koputamas.
Maybe God is knocking at your heart today.
Ta tahab sinu südant enda juurde.
He wants your heart close to his.
Ja ta teab, mida oleks vaja teha.
And he knows what needs to be done.
Et sind juhatada õigel teel.
To lead you on the right path.
Ja teha sinust kõige õnnelikum inimene maa peal.
And make you the happiest person in the world.
Umbes 2 aastat.
About 2 years.
Ma olen iga hommikul, kui ma päevast alustan.
Every day before I start the day.
Ma palun selle palve.
I pray this prayer.
Ehk siis see on üks osa sellest pikast palvest, mis ma palun.
It's just a part of the prayer I pray.
Ma palun Jumal.
I say, please God.
Riieta mind kogu vaimuliku sõjavarustusega.
You know, clothe me with all the spiritual armor.
Tänaseks päevaks.
For this day.
Jeesuse Kristuse nimel.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Ja sa lähed ja oled igal pool.
And as you go and you are everywhere where you go.
Ja sa koged seda, et Jumal on sinuga.
And you experience that God is with you.
Keegi ei saa sind puutuda.
And nothing can harm you.
Üks sõna, mida ma tahaks täna teile jagada.
Something that I want to share with you this morning is.
See räägib sellest, kuidas Jeesus otsis sõna, kuidas inimesi õpetada, kuidas nad oma elu oskaksid üles ehitada.
And it's about how Jesus was teaching people how to build up their lives.
Seda kutsutakse mäejutluseks.
And it's in the Sermon of the Mount.
Ja seal oli hästi palju teooriat.
And there's a lot of theory.
Ja kui me võtame selle kõik kokku, siis on ainult kaks asja, mis tuleks meelde jätta.
But as we gather with all together, there's only two things that we should remember.
Sina.
You.
Armasta Jumalat.
Love God.
Kogu oma südamest.
With all of your heart.
Kogu oma jõust.
With all of your strength.
Ja armasta.
And love.
Oma ligimest.
Your neighbor.
Nagu ise ennast.
Like yourself.
Ja siis Jeesus läks ära sealt mäe pealt.
And Jesus left that mountain.
Ja Matteuse 8. Peatükis.
And in Matthew chapter 8.
Seal alguses.
In the very beginning.
Räägitakse sellest, kuidas suur rahva hulk tuli temaga kaasa.
And it says how a great crowd came around him.
Ja üks mees.
But one man.
Pidali tõbine.
Who had leprosy.
Astus Jeesuse juurde.
Came and knelt before Jesus.
Ja tahtis tema tähelepanu.
And was wanting his attention.
Ja kummardas.
And he was kneeling down before him.
Mis asi oli pidali tõbi?
What was leprosy?
Me ei tea võib-olla täna täpselt, kuidas me võiks seda kirjeldada.
We don't really know today how to describe it.
Aga ma arvan, et see oli hullem kui AIDS või vähk täna.
But I think for them it was worse than AIDS or cancer for us today.
Miks?
Why?
Sellepärast, et kui sa olid pidali tõbine.
Because if you had leprosy.
Siis sa ei saanud olla koos oma perekonnaga enam.
You could not be with your family any longer.
Sa ei saanud olla koos oma sugulastega.
Not with your relatives.
Sa ei saanud isegi olla oma külas, kus sa elasid.
You can't even stay in your own village.
Sa pidid välja minema sealt.
You had to leave.
Sa olid üksi päini.
You were totally on your own.
Keegi ei toonud sulle tassikest vett, kui sul oli janu.
Nobody was bringing you a little bit of water when you were thirsty.
Keegi ei teinud pai sulle, kui sa tundsid valu.
Nobody was patting you on the back when you were feeling pain.
Keegi ei sidunud sinu haavu, kui sul verd tuli või mäda tuli.
No one was nursing your wounds.
Aga see mees läks Jeesuse juurde.
But this man went to Jesus.
Aga Biibli sõna ütleb, et seal oli palju rahvast.
But the Bible says there was a great crowd around.
Mitte keegi ei julgenud.
No one dared.
Üks mees julges.
But one man dared.
Teha oma suu lahti.
To open his mouth.
Sellepärast, et tal ei olnud taganeda kuhugile.
Because he had nowhere to go.
Selle taga olid pidali tõbi.
Behind him was his leprosy.
Ja see lõppes surmaga.
And that was death.
Ja ta läks Jeesuse Kristuse juurde.
So he stepped up to Jesus.
Ja ütles talle.
And told him.
Issand, kui sa tahad, siis sa võid mu puhtaks teha.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.
Mõtle, kui sina oleksid see inimene.
Think if you were that person.
Sa lähed ja palves pöördud Jumala poole.
In your prayer, you turn towards Jesus.
Sul on tohutu valu või igatsus või nälg või haigus või mis iganes.
And you have great desire and hunger or pain.
Ja sa lihtsalt ütled.
And you just say.
Issand, kui sa tahad.
Lord, if you are willing.
Sa võid mind aidata.
You can help me.
Sest Jumala sõna.
Because the word of God.
On see sama.
Is the same.
Eile ja täna ja igavesti.
Yesterday, today and forever.
Kui sa täna 21. Sajandil.
If today in the 21st century.
Ütled, issand, kui sa tahad.
If you say, Lord, if you are willing.
Siis sa võid sellest välja astuda.
You can step out of that situation.
Mis Jeesus ütles?
What did Jesus say?
Jeesus sirutas käe välja, puudutas teda ja ütles, ma tahan, saa puhtaks.
Jesus reached out his arm, touched him and said, I am willing, be clean.
Vaadake, kuidas Jumal meie inimeste küsimuste peale vastab.
Look at how God answers the questions of people.
Ma tahan.
I am willing.
Ma tahan.
I am willing.
Ma tahan.
I am willing.
Sa ei leia ühtegi vastus, kus ta ütleb, et mind ei huvita.
He doesn't say anywhere, I'm not bothered.
Või ma ei saa.
Or I'm too busy.
Või ma ei taha.
Or I'm not willing.
Kui Jeesus kohtus pimeda mehega.
When Jesus met the man who was blind.
Pime mees tuleb Jeesuse juurde.
And this blind man comes to Jesus.
Ja Jeesus, kes on Jumala poeg.
And Jesus, who is the Son of God.
Loonud kogu maailma.
Who created the whole world.
Vaatab pimedale mehele silma.
Looks into the eyes of this blind man.
Ja küsib ta käest.
And asks him.
Mida sa tahad, et ma sulle teeksin?
What do you want for me to do to you?
Ta küsib pimeda mehe käest, mida sa tahad?
He's asking this blind man, what do you want?
Aga see on inimese vaba tahe.
It's human's free will.
Sa ütled, et ma tahaks viimast korda pitsat süüa.
You could say, I would like to have my last slice of pizza.
Aga kui see on tõsine mure.
But if it's real trouble.
Siis ütled, et ma tahan nägijaks saada.
I want to see.
Miks Jeesus peaks vastama sellele küsimusele?
Why should Jesus answer that question?
Ma ei taha sind tervendada.
I don't want to heal you.
See sõna on see, et Jumal on see sama eile, täna ja igavesti.
The word that says that God is the same yesterday, today and forever.
Ja kui sina pöördud tema poole.
And if you turn towards him.
Siis ta ütleb, et ma tahan.
He will say, I am willing.
Selle haiguse peale, millest siin palutakse.
This disease that we were praying about.
Sinu isiklike murede peale.
Your personal problems.
Sinu võitluste peale.
Your battling.
Sa ei pea üksinda seda asja võitlema.
It's not for you to do it on your own.
Jeesus tahab. Ta ütleb, ma tahan sind aidata.
He is saying, I want to, I am willing to be with you, to help you.
Mitte keegi teine ei taha sind aidata. Jeesus
tahab. No one else might want to help you, but Jesus wants to help you.
Kui me räägime sellest, et see mees oli pidalitõbine.
If you look back about this man who was a leprosy.
Siis kõik nägid, et ta oli pidalitõbine.
Everyone saw that he had leprosy.
See oli näha.
It was visible.
See oli võibolla ka ninaga tunda.
You could maybe smell it even.
Aga ümber Jeesus oli inimesi.
But around Jesus there were people.
Nii nagu ümber meie on inimesi.
Just like around us there's always people.
Kelle sees on pattu.
Who have sin in themselves.
Ja see ei paista silma.
And you can't really see that visibly.
Me ei näe seda.
We can't see that.
Ja inimesed tegelikult patu läbi muutuvad nagu patu pidali tõbiseks.
But through this sin, they become like lepers of sin themselves.
Ma usun, et püha vaim tahab päevast päeva teha puhastust meie sees.
I believe that the Holy Spirit wants to day by day clean us.
Me ei vaja ilusaid jutlusi.
We don't need nice sermons.
Me vajame meeleparandust.
We need repentance.
Kui minu mina on tugev ja suur.
If my ego is big and strong.
Siis mul on raske paluda Jumala käest andeks.
It's kind of hard to go and humble before Jesus and ask for forgiveness.
Aga kui ma ei ole mitte keegi.
But if I am nothing.
Ma ütlen, Jumal, sina oled suur, sina võid.
You can go before God and say, yes, you are great, you are able.
Kui Jeesus ei oleks toonud mind maailmast välja ja ei oleks annud mulle päästet.
If Jesus hadn't brought me out from the world and saved me.
Ma ei oleks täna siin.
I would not be here today.
Lauri ei teeks täna siin muusikat.
Lauri would not be leading worship or playing in the band.
Me oleksime erinevates kohtades.
We would be in different places.
Aga see ei ole juhus, et sina oled täna siin.
But the same way, it's not a coincidence that you are here.
Sa tulid siia mingil põhjusel.
You were drawn here for a reason.
Ja see on võibolla sinu süda, mis täna kelle peale koputatakse.
And maybe it's your heart this morning that God is knocking on.
Ma räägin ühe loo veel lõpetuseks.
Just to finish off, I'll share you one more story.
See puudutas sellel suvel tohutult minu südant.
This greatly impacted my heart this summer.
Eestlased üldiselt on emotsioonitud.
They say that Estonians have no emotions.
Me peame külmas kuidagi ennast hoidma.
In the cold country we have to keep ourselves somehow.
Ja siis me oleme sellised emotsioonitud.
So that's why they say we're like emotionless.
Aga see on tõesti sündinud lugu.
But this story is a true story.
See räägib sellest.
It's about
kuidas patt on salakaval ja peidetud.
How sin is very clever and hidden.
Ja kui ma jõuan sinna lõppu selle looga.
And when I finish this story.
Siis pea meeles need sõnad.
Remember these words.
Jeesus ütleb sulle, ma tahan sind vabaks teha.
Jesus is saying, I am willing to make
ma
you free.
Ma tahan sind vabaks teha.
I am willing to make you free.
Oli üks tüdruk.
There was a girl.
Umbes 25 aastane.
About 25 years old.
Eestlanna.
Estonian girl.
Ja ta läks muusika tegema Hispaaniasse.
And he went to do music in Spain.
Õppis viulit.
He was studying violin.
Ta oli väga hea muusik.
He was a very good musician.
Natukene parem kui väga hea.
Even better than very, very good.
Tema isa ja ema, õed ja vennad, onud ja tädid, kõik olid usklikud inimesed. Väiksest peale.
Her mom and dad, brothers and sisters, all of the relatives were all believers since they were young.
Ta loeb iga päev piiblit.
She reads the Bible every day.
Ta palvetab.
She's praying.
Ta otsib Jumalat.
She's seeking God.
Ta nutab Jumala ees.
She's crying before
Laulab
God.
Jumalale.
She's singing to God.
Perfektne inimene.
She's a perfect woman.
Aga ta tutus seal Hispaanias ühe kolleegiga.
But in Spain, she met this colleague.
Kes oli mees.
And it was a man.
Ja nad pidid elama, kuna tema oli ka sinna linna tulnud elama, nad pidid elama ühes ühiselamus koos.
Because they both moved into this place, they were living in this same dormitory.
Ja nad tegid muusikat koos.
And they were doing music together.
Ja see tüdruk ütles.
And this girl said.
Et kui see mees mängis viulit.
That when this man played the violin.
Siis see tüdruk sulas.
That this girl was just melting.
See oli niilus.
It was so beautiful.
Mõnedel õhtutel nad jõid teed koos.
Some evenings they were having tea together.
Ja kõik oli ilus.
And everything was nice.
Ühel õhtul.
One night.
See mees ütles, et tule õhtul minu ühiselamu tuppa.
This man was saying, just come to my room this night.
Ja see oli nagu lause üks osa.
And this was like the first part of the sentence.
See tüdruk läks oma tuppa.
This girl went back to her room.
Ütles, ei Jumal.
And she said, no God.
Ta istus tooli peale.
She sat at the chair.
Ja hüüdis Jumala tappi.
And was crying out to God.
Ta hoidis kahe käega toolist kinni.
She was holding onto the chair with two arms.
Ütles, ei, 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 ei.
Was saying, no, no, no.
See on vale.
This is wrong.
Ta hüüdis Jumala tappi.
She was crying out to God.
Pool tundi.
For about half an hour.
Ja järgmisel hetkel.
And the next moment.
Ta koputas selle ukse peale.
She knocked on that door.
Üks ilus elu.
And it was a beautiful life.
Ilus inimene.
It was a nice person.
Jumalale väga armas inimene.
A very dear girl to God.
Otsis Jumalat.
She was seeking God.
Ja ta koputab selle ukse peale.
But there she was knocking on that door.
See on hea, et see lugu ei lõppe siin.
It's good that this story is not finished yet.
Ukse teeb lahti.
He opens the door.
Selle noormehe tuakaaslane.
And this man's roommate.
Küsib, mida sa tahad.
He's asking, what can I do for you?
Ma tahan seda teist noormest.
And she's saying, I want the other guy.
Ütleb, et 15 minutit tagasi ta läks linna.
And he said, oh, 50 minutes ago he left. He went to the town.
Ja tuleb hiljadil õhtul tagasi.
And he's coming back very late at night.
Jumal päästis ta.
And God saved her.
Aga see oligi see lugu.
This was the story.
Pat on väga hästi peidus.
You know, sin is very well hidden.
Me ei näe seda.
We can't see it.
Aga pat on väga tugev.
But it's real and strong.
10 juhul 10 inimene kaotab.
10 out of 10 times the man or woman lose, the people lose.
Igal juhul me kaotame.
We will lose to sin.
Aga kui Jeesus on meie südames.
But if Jesus is in our hearts.
Ja kui me hüüame Jeesus tappi.
And we are crying out, Jesus, help me.
Siis tuleb see amazing grace.
Then comes the amazing grace.
Kes aitab mind nendest olukordadest välja.
And he helps us through these situations.
See tüdruk täna, kui ta tunnistab seda.
This girl today, when she is testifying about this.
Ta ütleb, et ma olen nii õnnelik.
I am so happy.
Et Jumal mind aitas.
That God rescued me.
Kuigi ma olen ise nii nõrk.
Even though I was so weak.
Ja üks asi, mida ta õppis sellest.
And one thing that she learned from this.
Me peame oma elus.
In our life we have to.
Tegema otsused täna.
Decide today.
Kuidas ma käitun teatud olukorras?
How am I going to react in these situations?
Sest kus olukord on käes.
Because in that situation already.
Siis enam ei suuda reageerida õieti.
You won't be reacting right.
Sul peavad olema see, et otsus.
You must have already decided in your heart.
Ma otsustan järgida Jeesust.
I will decide to follow Jesus.
Ja isegi kus on valus.
And even if it's painful.
Isegi kus on halb.
Even if it's bad.
Ma lähen koos Jeesusega, ma hoian tast kinni.
I will go with Jesus and I will hold on to him.
Ja Jeesus aitab.
And Jesus will help me.
Armas sõber, keda ma ei tunne sind.
Dear friend that I don't know.
Jeesus kutsub sind.
Jesus is calling you.
Ta tahab teha sind vabaks.
He wants to set you free.
Nagu valge paperi.
Like a white piece of paper.
Ta tahab sulle tuua rõõmu.
He does want to bring you joy.
Ta tahab anda sulle vabaduse.
He wants to give you a real freedom.
Ja ta tahab anda sulle suuna, kuidas sa elad.
And also to direct you in the right path in life.
Ja kui sa pöördud Jumala poole.
And as you turn to God.
Ütled, et Jumal, kui sa võid.
And say, God, if you are willing.
Siis ta vastab, ma tahan.
He will say, yes, I am willing.
Ma tahan vabastada sind patust.
I am willing to set you free.
Ma tahan vabastada sind haigusest.
From sin. I am willing to set you free from
sickness. Ma tahan
sickness.
Vabastada sind sinu muredest.
I am willing to take away your burdens.
Ma tahan teha sind õnnelikuks.
I want to make you happy.
Jeesus on issand.
Jesus is Lord.
Ja Jeesus on issand Inglismaal ja Eestis.
And he is the Lord of England and Estonia.
Amen.
Amen.